Okay, y'all, this is so meta. So, welcome to my podcast, and I don't know what it's called, and I don't know where you're listening to this from, and I don't know if you know who I am, and I don't know if this is because you found where I'm recording this, and I don't mean physically, like my house, I mean the website or the app. But what I figured I would do is actually just record me trying to find out how I can delete the first episode. And the reason is because the first episode is so fucking cringy and so awkward, and it's got this terrible music. And honestly, at this point, I'm just hoping if I can't delete it, that it becomes a meme. So at least that way it's something we can all laugh about. And I try and talk as though, like, I've got this pre-existing podcast. And I think at the time I thought that I was a PR company, as opposed to, you know, had ambitions to one day own my own PR company, which is still, you know, something I'm looking at, but also something that I'm probably setting fire to every time I put myself on the internet talking about what I think. So a couple of things straight off the bat. First of all, I'm literally recording this on my Mac. I have the fan going in the background, so that's going to be fucking up audio. There are crows. That's, I don't want to be cliche and say that's a thing, but that's 100% a thing that is happening outside my window. It's just a murder of crows. So there's a murder going on in the background. That was less creepy in my head before I said it. So yeah, this episode is going to be me trying to delete the first episode. And if this is the first episode, then you know that it was a success straight off the bat. You can just turn off this podcast and you don't have to, you don't have to go through the rest of it with me. But if this is the second episode, then just know you're listening to the podcast of someone who's failed. So, good work. So as I said, I don't know the name of this podcast. I think in a lot of places it's under the podcast name Get To Be Named, which is fun. I think on others it's under, hold on, let me just have a look. Oh my god, okay. These crows are really out here. So if you can hear them, if you can even hear me, first of all, because I'm basically recording this on a potato. But if you can hear these crows, I apologize, fam. Okay, so what am I looking at? I'm trying to find the app. Yeah, so Yet To Be Named. Also, somewhere I called it This Is My TED Talk, but I don't know if that's, like, what I called my podcast or if that's just what I called, like, one of the episodes. I'm also kind of confused because I feel like it's also called It's Jess OMG, which is my Instagram. Sneaky plug. Basically, I'm just really confused, and I'm just going through it in life, you know? Okay, I'm just going to search Yet To Be Named. Am I on Spotify? That would be hilarious. That would be fucking hilarious if I am on Spotify as a podcast. I would die. Okay. It says I'm not, but it also says that I am. So that's a roller coaster of emotions. So just so you know, I just went on to Spotify. I just searched Yet To Be Named. And it's come up with a sports podcast, one that says, "Hey Mum, what are you watching?" But nothing to do with me. So I don't know if I'm, like, low-key offended or if I'm happy with that outcome. Stay tuned for more. I'm literally so sorry about that crow, and I'm also sorry if you can't hear that crow and you have to listen to me consistently apologizing for something you can't hear. Okay, so let's have a look at all podcasts yet to be named. Oh, to be named, apparently. So I'm in Apple Podcasts now, if that's what it's called. iPodcast, who knows. Get to be named podcast, hey. Huh. Oh, damn it, it is here, and it's called This Is My TED Talk. Let's see if it plays. God, I'm so traumatized by the fact that this is here. Okay.
Hello, welcome to my podcast. This podcast is yet to be named, whether that is the name or whether it is.
Oh, God, who is she? God, that bitch sounds so annoying. Alright, maybe double speed.
Whether it is just a statement, who knows? My name is Jess, and this podcast is all about talking to each other, how we relate to each other.
That's honestly less annoying, TBH. So yeah, I still am no closer to knowing how I remove that from, you know, from just... Oh. Okay, I just subscribe so that I can know when I post. Is that, like, is that vain? I don't know. God, this is a nightmare. Okay. Come on, Jess, you can figure out how to delete. Oh my God, imagine if this whole series was just called How to Delete a Podcast. That would be iconic. Okay, so this is my TED Talk. How do I unpublish? Alright, so what I'm going to do now is I am just going to... I've got an iPhone because I have to through work. Not my choice. Yeah, unpopular opinion. Bloody love Samsung Galaxies. I had the, started off with the Galaxy 3. And then I had the 5, and then I had the 7, so I was going up in 2s, and then from the 7 I just thought, you know what, treat yourself, get the 8, and I got the 8. And then I sold the 8 Plus, it was the 8 Plus, humble brag. Then I sold it because for work I have to use an iPhone. I mean, they got me an iPhone, so that's the huge bonus, and I love it. I love that I got a free iPhone, that is. And, like, honestly, it's fine. Like, it's easy enough to use. It's okay. Like, it's fine. But it's just not... You know, there are some things that just don't make sense. I feel like I'm not as inclined to try and take a selfie. It's a small phone, which I don't love. I know you can get the big iPhone, so, like, that's not really an iPhone thing. But, like, you know, it's difficult. I've gotten really off track. What am I trying to do? Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm trying to delete this fucking podcast. Oh, okay. Settings. No, I don't want to update. I don't want to update cover art. Anchor logo, anchor post role and episodes. Honestly, yes. Do I get content? Choose a new photo. Custom URL. Yet to be, do I just commit to being called yet to be named? Maybe I do. Maybe I just get the fuck over myself and just commit to yet to be named. YTBN. YTBN. Is there something catchy there? Like, is that the move? I don't know. Oh, okay, well, that's been almost 10 minutes now of me just basically taking advantage of, you know, your efforts, and I just, whoa, oh my God, it's been deleted? Guys, get the fuck out, I think it's been deleted. And is it called This Is My TED? Okay, this is what I'm really confused about. Is this called This Is My TED Talk, or is this called Yet To Be Named? And do I like either of those names? I don't know. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Guys, okay. I'm going to stop recording and I'm going to make this a segment because I just need to go and process the fact that I think I fucking finally deleted this episode. That's me fake beatboxing, and because you can't see me, just know that I was being David Guetta in a Croatian cave bar. Like, I was living my dreams. Okay. Guys, I think I've done it, and I don't know how, which makes me scared, because if I don't want to delete a podcast, does this mean I'm just going to accidentally start deleting them one day? Who knows? Very traumatic, very scared. This is the end of this segment. Thank you. Stay tuned. I'll update you. Maybe. Hopefully. Probably not. Love you. See you soon. Don't love you. Don't know you. Stopping recording. Bye. Guys, I'm back. This is segment two of whatever the fuck this podcast is called. And honestly, I could not be happier with just everything. First of all, you can hear the crows in my previous segment, so everything I'm apologizing for makes sense, so that's a win. Second of all, I honestly think I might have deleted the first episode, which is confusing, because it's still definitely available on the podcasts app, which would imply I haven't deleted it. Maybe I've just deleted my ability to control it, which is problematic at best. But honestly, I think this might be episode one, which is great. Love that for me. And basically, I think that's a really good start. Okay, full disclosure, just got distracted, just got a Snapchat message. I don't want you to think that I'm uber popular getting Snapchat messages all the time. This is definitely an anomaly, definitely a one-off. Let's open this together and see what's going on. Okay, so that is my friend Rose has just sent me a video of her eating a salad. Looks like she may have sent it to everyone. So, not super popular getting secret messages, just to clarify. So welcome back to my podcast. Is this just me talking about stuff I don't really know and just every so often saying welcome back to my podcast? I think it is. Some things I could have done. Researched topics. Had a list of, conversation starters. Found 100 questions to answer. Really just done anything. Put in even just the most minimum amount of effort with recording equipment, etc. Just maybe, done the bare minimum. Haven't done that. But what I have done is, spoken now for almost 15 minutes altogether about trying to delete mistakes from my past. So that's a relatable topic. And apologized for crows. So, that's two things. That's basically it. So, what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. Not so much that you can, steal my identity, but just enough that you can maybe go, hey, I might listen to this on a semi-regular basis, or enough that you can, make a very clear decision that you will not be returning, and this was your, one accidental rendezvous with this podcast, of which I have no fucking idea what it's called. So my name's Jess, and I am from New Zealand. Plug. What else? I am just living life. Asterix deletes podcast immediately. Closed asterix. No. So I am currently 26. I would say I'm a failed entrepreneur thus far. No immediate plans to jump straight back in entrepreneurship in the next 6 months, so that's okay. Controversial though, I feel like I should be like, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur, but honestly, I respect Gary Vee too much to, you know, lie to you like that and say that I am, because I know that his default would just be, well, what have you sold? What have you done? And I'll be like, honestly, the dream and nothing are my answers to those two questions. So I have a whole lot of stuff. So I started off thinking that I was going to be a famous makeup artist. And so I had a couple of pages. You can go see if you can find them. Bite My Face was the first makeup by Jess E.S. Just the best name you can possibly have for someone with a mild lisp. And then I think those were like, those were my big, like, I'm going to be a makeup artist. This is the thing. Then I went to, like, being a YouTuber. Well, actually, no. So I started off being a YouTuber. You might be able to find some stuff. It was Mr. Minty Fish. Why Mr. Minty Fish and not Mrs. Minty Fish? No, I don't have any gender identity issues. Sorry if that was offensive. I don't know how it could be offensive that I don't personally have any gender identity issues. I feel like I've definitely spent too long talking about this. Well, I'm trying to find a way to, you know, backpedal and, you know, maybe just rewind time so that I didn't bring that up. So, Mr. Minty Fish, purely because it sounded a lot better than Mrs. Minty Fish. Mr. Minty Fish was just like bang, bang, bang. You know, like if you listen to it, it's like Mr. Mint. It's just like, I don't know if that makes sense. Hopefully there's someone out there that's like, yes, I get it. You know, it's just like Mr. Minty Fish. Like it's just bam, bam, bam. It just sounds better. I've also spent too long explaining this. As opposed to Mrs. Minty Fish, which, you know, it's like Mrs. Mintfish. Yeah. So Mr. Minty Fish, anyway, was like a YouTube channel that I, you know, thought I was going to be a YouTuber from, with such hits as This Is How the Cookie Crumbles, Kicking It Old School, where I kicked a sign that said it's old school. And then I think I tried to make, like, a different YouTube account, which was called Smiles Are Cool. That has such hits as the Jeremy Smile Show, a, like, 12-minute show where myself, my friend Sarah, my friend Kate, and my other friend Kate Oliver, I think. Wow, why did I just put the last Kate on blast for their full name? Apologies, fake name, hashtag fake name, not a real name, fuck it, it's fine. For that to be an issue, I have to assume that people are listening to this, which, like, hopefully one day it is. Hopefully this is one of those things that we all laugh, like it's got a million views and or a million listens, and we're like, oh, remember when you said no one's gonna listen to it? But in the interim, I think we're okay. But yeah, we acted out a Jeremy Kyle show, so that's on Smiles Are Cool. So I, like, originally was, you know, a YouTuber before YouTubers were cool. I actually, like, for a while was in the top 10 YouTubers in New Zealand. Like, I was literally there, but I had probably less than 200 subscribers in total, maybe even less than, no, it was more than 100. Maybe. I don't know. If someone can find the channel, go have a look. Although, like, honestly, unsubscribe. Subscribe just so you can unsubscribe to any of those channels. But yeah, so I was, like, early in the YouTube trap. And then what did I do? I think, you know, I was also, like, I loved Bebo. Like, I would just put songs on my profile. I'd have a great old time. But I didn't really try to make anything out of Bebo. Actually, no, that's a complete fucking lie. Oh my god, I completely forgot. So, myself, one of the Kates, won't say which one, Kate Oliver again. Shout out to Kate Oliver. And also, on reflection, I don't even think she was part of the Jeremy Smile thing. I just feel like she would have endorsed it, which is why I gave her a shout out, you know? So, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so Kate Oliver, myself, a girl called Hayley, and then was it Sarah or was it Kate? God, I'm so fucking confused. But we like tried to be this thing called Three Gingers and a Chav. I think Blonde Kate is how I'll say it, instead of just like putting again her last name out there on roast, because she actually has like a public profile, the Kate whose name last name I haven't used. And so I don't want to like put her name out there without, you know, I don't want to ruin her fucking career. But yeah, we were like three gingers and a chav, and she's from the UK, so she was the chav, I guess. For anyone who doesn't know what it is, I think chav stands for council housing and violence. So it's like basically, you know, I'm doing air quotes because I don't want to get completely roasted for being problematic, but I think it's like air quotes white trash in the UK, closed air quotes. So I had that, and we tried to make that happen on Bebo. I remember we reached like, oh, this, okay, there might be some thesis. Oh my gosh, this is so good. Okay, so live footage. And if Mum, if you're listening to this, first of all, apologies, because you're listening to me, and I can almost hear you be like, Jess, why? Oh, sorry, no, Jessica, why do you sound so dumb and so all over the place? And it's like, this is me. Surprise. Oh, yay! Okay, so Mum just messaged me some good news, which is cool. That probably sounds very vague. It's not like no one was dying and now we found out they're not or anything. But yay! Okay. Alright, I'm going to get back to that. So what was I saying? Yeah, so we were like messaging chavs. And we were trying to, like, interview them. So that didn't really happen. But that's fine. And then what happened? Went to uni. Still tried the YouTube thing. Did, like, VDOS, so video every day of September. Kind of became, like, internet friends with a couple of then big YouTubers, which is weird. Even internationally, like, the Midnight Beast, YouTube, the Midnight Beast, and have a look. Like, they're quite a big channel. They haven't really put out anything lately, but they definitely had their time in the sun from the UK. And, like, there were times when I was like, hey, can I use your songs? Or can you do whatever? And they're like, yeah, of course, do whatever, you know. Let us know if you want us to help, blah, blah, blah. And that was when I went to uni, which was fucking 10 years ago, 9 years ago. 8 years ago, so I'm just counting down, but it was, like, a long time. So I still thought I was doing YouTube, and then also I started writing for the uni magazine, and then I'm just going to do a really quick, like, speed up summary, and then I tried to make my own magazine, and I actually got contributors, and I can't for the fucking life of me find it, but it was actually really sick. Like, there were contributors, friends that I'd, like, gone to school with, and, like, just people that are low-key probably funnier than me, like, all actually contributed, which was insane, and I need to try and find that, but that was called, like, the MMF Mag, Mr. Minty Fish Mag. Since then, found out that MMF might also be, like, a sex term, which is uncomfortable, and probably, you know, problematic again. So, apologies for everyone who I made search MMF at some stage in their life. What else? Oh, and then, like, I've tried to be, it's Jess OMG, like, officially tried to make that a thing. It's Jess trying to make that a YouTube channel. Rules for the City, tried to make that a YouTube, like, no, like, a website. Dream Big Be Better, tried to make that a website, bought an email address, Bellamy PR, that's probably like my most recent venture, which is why I say like I'd say I'm a failed entrepreneur at this stage, which probably means that at some stage I'm going to be like a fully lit entrepreneur, because I do definitely see myself heading back to that, but I'm just not even going to lie to anyone and say that I'm currently an entrepreneur. I have that gene, I think, or that vibe, but that's just not me right now, sis, you know? But yeah, so that's a little backstory on me. I'm going to stop recording this as a segment, and I might be back to just, like, wrap it up and just be like, hey, guys, this be the podcast, but I still might not. It's fun. It's exciting that I don't know what the fuck is going on, and it's even more exciting that you're somehow here for that. So, yeah, now that you, I'll give you a little moment to just digest the rambling that I've just given you for the last 15 minutes, 25 minutes altogether with the first segment, and we'll be back. Okay, so in very crazy news, I've discovered two things. First of all, I can add musical transitions. So that's what you just heard. What you just heard is something called Ellie, and it's Fly AF. And that is going to be what takes me to the top of the podcasting game, is using pre-recorded transitions between my segments. So that's number one. Number two is, I found out if you download the Anchor app, so this is hashtag not spons, but also hashtag recorded entirely on Anchor, so thank you, then you can actually call in and leave me voice messages, and I can play them, and I can respond to them, and that is amazing. So if you download Anchor, find me, and I really do mean find me, because it's not going to be fucking easy, because even I don't know my name. It's either Jess Isabella, or Yet To Be Named, or This Is My TED Talk, or it's just OMG. But leave a message for a real one, and I can respond to it. So that's fun, and that's cute, and I love that for me. So this is basically the end of my podcast. I am so impressed and so thankful that you stuck around for what is going to become probably over half an hour of just this, whatever this is. And I'm just very excited to be back podcasting, even more excited that I think I deleted the cringy episode. And honestly, secretly excited for if I haven't deleted the episode, looking back on it, being like, wow, I feel so humbled by how terrible this is. So that's all very exciting. I also put something on my Instagram just now, which is a humble plug at It's Jess OMG, which says, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? So if you want to be on my podcast, let me know. Leave me a voice message and I'll put that in the podcast and hopefully go from there. And yeah. So maybe I'll have guests, maybe I'll have, you know, people in the audience is probably step number one. I'm feeling hopeful about that. I feel, you know, I back myself. I feel like I've got what it takes to have at least, like, a few people that aren't my direct family or friends listening, which would be sick. And yeah, I think it'll be good. Watch the space. Listen to this episode. Leave me a message. I think I'm going to wrap up now. If you hear some cool music, or just some music, can't guarantee the coolness, might play around and add some more transitions and stuff, but if not, I will see you or hear from you next time, and tweet me at David Dobrik. Anything to add, Liza? No? Okay, bye!